this edition of The Poet's Weave, poet Tony Brewer will be reading three poems from his new chapbook, Little Glove in a Big Hand, which is essentially a short novel in poem form about his cousin Geoffrey Keller, who died in a farming accident when they were both 4 years old. I am Jenny Kander. Tony, please.
10,000 years after 1975. We know the body fell here, and when it was removed, and why. Robots stop and lean on shovels while scientists recite appropriate prayers. To whom remains the mystery? Why do it, they dissertate, submit language to superstition. Where have you gone? They beg of samples excavated from shades of earth speaking in gray monotones. Where will I go? Is implied. Scratching in the dirt, trying to make sense of all this, we still make time for rumination, though we're more interested in gathering evidence, broken down into facts, beginnings and ends. He was very young, barely a boy. You can tell by length of thigh, the space between the eyes, the number of ridges on the skull age tries to stitch together, when in a moment there came this murderous plow. Given time and funding, we will map everything he ever touched. Past man to boy like a blooded knife. Leon dropped it in the gravel, stopped it rolling with his foot at dusk, last light slipping under the horizon like a fingernail losing its grip on the earth. A geode bigger than his fists, and he hammered at it with a sledge to show us kids what was inside. Leon hated holding, even touching me, refused with his knees and crossed arms, turned away, flinching at a moment of contact, my fingers pale as bone against his sunburnt forearms. Every photo of Geoffrey still hanging on the walls became me, squirming, painless, near his hands. He told Warren and Eleanor he beat the tar out of Geoffrey the night before the accident when he wouldn't go to sleep. It took 20 swings. Sparks flew. Sisters and I took tiny steps forward as the barn light guttered in a cloud of moths. The stone cracked open like an egg, but it was too dark to see. Before he built the new house there, Leon tore down the old farm on the hill after he had sold then bought it back, little left of it by then. Skeletons, cleaned by vultures, the way a barn implodes in 100 years, beams weathering like ribs. If you toss a geode in a fire, the water trapped inside may seethe, expand, explode. Leon took our Halloween party snipe hunting. No one saw the eyes, but we believed when he said they were out there. We held our sacks to the ground, nightweeds soaking our ankles and keds, and shouted calls and beat bushes, hoping something would appear. This kind of reasoning runs in the family. As if cremated. Burial, returning to the earth, is traditional, but so is surviving the farm, to leave it and return plump and well-scrubbed by success, to recall it as a little house on a perfect plastic hill in a cloudy snow globe losing water to the years. We leave pieces of ourselves wherever we go, sloughed cells, psychic residues. Grandpa sawed a finger off the hand that flagged down Norma. She left a gob of flesh up by the corn auger, nearly gave an arm to the tourniquet her sleeve became. Leon damn near lost his mind. Geoffrey will never leave, never tell in old age how much it hurt, but how he shook it off, went back to work, laugh lines squeezing out a skosh of regret. Those who saw his body in the field were branded for an age with that look, while the pale evening air scattered bit by bit what remained, till even the red stain disappeared, tumbling up into trapped atmosphere.
Tony Brewer has read his poems today on The Poet's Weave. I am grateful for all the poets who have read and for the recording hospitality from WFIU. I acknowledge my indispensable producer, Lou Ann Johnson, and my equally essential engineer, Michael Paskash. I am Jenny Kander, and I thank you, our listeners.